I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Sandy Avery. And your son is a very passionate basketball player, isn't he? Do you want to start off by telling us a bit more about him and his journey so far?
Okay, so Max started playing, got a taster for basketball at primary school when he was in year four. So he was about 8 years old. From then, it just progressed. He then joined a basketball club at the age of eight, as he loved it so much. And as the years have gone on, he's basically played for basketball teams at CL level and now at National League level. At the age of 14 and 15, he was playing for the under-18s because he was so passionate and a good basketball player. He's played with Basketball England, doing some camps for them. He has, last year he went to Italy where he played for an Italian basketball team and they came runners up actually in that tournament out there. He just lives and breathes basketball. He comes in every day, he goes straight in the garden, he watches basketball all the time and he now plays for a basketball academy in Kingston where he plays and trains for the under-18s, and he also coaches as well. He's at a basketball, so when he was 16, he did his GCSEs. He left his mainstream school, which was Richard Challoner, and went to basketball academy because of, ever since day one of starting secondary school, he always said he wanted to go to a basketball academy. So he fulfilled that dream, and he ended up going to a basketball academy at the age of 16, which is where he is now, doing a sports a qualification as well as basketball. His dream is to get a scholarship next year in America. Well, that was his dream. Hopefully, will continue after this surgery. He, going on to the surgery, he had an accident at one of the college games in February. We found out, ended up at Kingston A&E, found out that he'd ruptured his ACL, damaged his meniscus, and part of his tibia bone come away. So we spoke to the surgeon there, who told us that Max would absolutely need surgery, otherwise he would never play sport again, let alone basketball. But then he went on to tell us that the wait on the NHS would be 18 months. We were absolutely shocked. Max's face just absolutely dropped. So we basically asked him what our options were, and he said the only way Max get the surgery is to go privately, which is what we did. We set up a GoFundMe page with the help of his basketball academy. And people have been amazing. Within 2 days, we got thousands of pounds for the GoFundMe page. I think everybody that knows Max knows how passionate he is about his basketball and where he potentially wants to be years down the line. So we are now just £1,000 off of our target, and it's not even been a week. So we're just overwhelmed and amazed by the support we've got. In the meantime, Max is back at his basketball college. He, unfortunately, he had his mocks just after his injury, which he had to do at home because obviously it was just literally after the injury. He was in a lot of pain. He's got his real exams in May. This is the sport exams. And he's due to have surgery on the 19th of April with a private surgeon. So we're hoping that we'll get to do those exams. I'm sure with Max, he's got so much determination. He's so positive. So hopefully he'll go in and do those exams and, you know, get the grades that he needs to move forward in his basketball career. Our shock was the NHS wait time. We were basically being told on one hand, if Max didn't have this surgery, he would never play sport again. If we waited too long to have the surgery, he would be able to play sport, but not at the level that he plays now. And then we were told about the wait time. So, you know, Max is probably one of a number of kids, because I was told, I didn't really know too much about this ACL rupture, but apparently it's quite common in sports players, football players, basketball players. So, you know, there's probably many kids out there that may have this same situation, and, you know, who can afford to go private? Not many. And then they're just left.
Taking it back to the accident, what actually happened and how do you sustain an injury like this? Because it sounds really serious.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually got video footage of it. So it was literally just at the start of the game. Max went to make a basket, and I think as he's landed, it's something to do with the way he landed, his legs sort of went the wrong way, which, you know, caused the injury. He came off the court hobbling, and it was a big game. Apparently I wasn't there because it was a college basketball game, but it was a big game. Max had loads of adrenaline going through him. Halfway through, I believe, the game, the coach asked him if he wanted to go back on, and he said yes, because he's 16, and I guess he was sort of, you know, fighting through the pain. He went back on, and within 5 minutes, he collapsed and they had to carry him off court.
That's really not ideal. So the surgery wait time on the NHS is 18 months. Why is the wait time so long? Did they tell you?
So the surgeon said to us, the waiting list, he said he does 40 of these knee injuries a year, and he's 60 on his list. So that's what we were told. The guy, the consultant that we had the appointment with at Kingston Hospital, once Max had his MRI, we were asked to come in for the results. And the consultant we spoke to is the one that would have been doing Max surgery. He was the one that gave us that information. When we asked him where we go from there, he's the one that gave us the information for the private surgeon who we are actually going to have the operation done. Max is having the operation done with him on the 9th of April.
And how much does a surgery like this cost?
So it's costing £10,000. That includes some physio after, but not all his physio.
That is a lot of money. So you've set up a GoFundMe page and you're trying to raise 10K, are you?
Basically, yes. So friends of mine suggested the GoFundMe page, and also his coach at the Basketball Academy. They're also doing a fundraising match for Max to raise some more money. So yeah, we set up the GoFundMe page, and like I said, it took off amazingly, more than I, you know, would ever expected it to. People have just been so amazing. Yeah, I just can't say any more than what, I mean, I've had people contact me that I don't even know. People contact me about Max's story because they have kids themselves that are so into their sport and how it touched them. So, yeah, just been so amazed.
And what's the recovery from a surgery like this like?
He's going to be in a bit of pain afterwards, obviously. It's 9 to 12 months after the recovery for him to go back to playing basketball. So that's another year down the line. So my other worry was, obviously, he's 16. He's at his first year of sixth form. He's got, after this year, he's got one more year. So effectively, he's out of playing basketball next year. And that's the end of his basketball college. So how that will affect his results, I don't know. I actually fired off emails to members of parliament, the education secretary, the health secretary, everybody I could think of regarding this, because it doesn't just affect his playing of his sport, it affects his education as well. Like I said, he's got these exams coming up in May, and the surgery's booked in for April. But if we waited for the NHS, one, he wouldn't go to the sport, but then that would be a 2.5 year wait for him to be back to any kind of normal.
How do you think he's going to fare having the surgery right before his exams?
So Max is pretty level-headed. We have spoken to him about it. He knows anyway. He's been putting in as much work as possibly can now before the surgery, before the exams. We're hoping the exams start a week after he's had the surgery. So we're hoping, all being well, he'll be able to go in just for the exam. Obviously, when he had the injury, we were taking him to college and picking him up because he was on crutches. He obviously couldn't be going on packed trains and buses. So we were taking him and picking him up. We will do that again. He's had the surgery, and we are really hoping that he, well, I say we're hoping, I know Max, he will, he's so determined, he'll go in to do the exams. He knows what it means to him. He knows what the end result will be. If he does exams and if he doesn't do the exams. Just fingers crossed it all goes well with the surgery, which I'm sure it will.
And how is this all affecting Max's mental health and his well-being?
You know, he's 16. He was absolutely gutted. He still goes to the train sessions, but he just sits and watches his friend train at college. He goes to his basketball academy training sessions in the evening. So Max was told by the surgeon that he needs to strengthen the knee before the surgery. So his coach has given him some exercises to do before the surgery. He does when he goes to his training sessions. But his face absolutely dropped. He was gutted. He's actually going to Chicago on Friday with his basketball team on a tour, which was booked in way before he had the injury. The academy does tour for the boys, every so often. This is Max's first tour with this team, and he's gutted because he won't be able to play with the Americans out there, which is what his team is doing. They'll be playing, training with the other basketballers in America. I mean, it's a dream that he's getting to go out and experience Chicago in itself. They're actually going to watch a few of the NBA games, which is a dream to him. But being so passionate that he is, he's absolutely gutted that he won't be able to play and just have to sit on the bench. But it's just one of those things we have to kind of boost up. His coach has been amazing at boosting him up. His friends have been so supportive at his basketball academy and have been boosting him up. So with their support, I know that he will be okay. He's just gutted that he won't get to play out there.
Well, the fact that his coaches and his teammates are still trying to involve him means that they must see so much potential in him.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely right. His coach sees so much potential in him. His teammates, really value him, see a lot of potential in him. Like I say, 16, he plays in the under-18s league. He's a real, he just lives and breathes basketball. It's all he's wanted to do. He was really naughty at primary school. He played football, he tried a bit of cricket, but it was basketball all the way. He stuck with it, training three times a week. She's at the weekend, and that's what he said he wanted to do. So that's why he went to her basketball court, where he trains and plays every day, or he did until he had the injury.
Well, it sounds like the surgery is definitely going to go ahead, and once he's recovered from that, what are the plans for the future?
So Max has always said he'd like to get a scholarship in America next year. That might be put off because of the injury now, a little bit longer. His basketball college has said that's something that they support him with. Max has been basically putting himself platforms for other coaches to see out in America. He actually had an online video call with one of the basketball coaches in America literally a week before he had the accident, who was going to go out and watch Max in Chicago. Of course, that's not going to happen now. So that was another thing he was gutted about. In hopes that he would get some kind of opportunity to go out there later on with kind of scholarship.
And why is America the dream? Because obviously we do have basketball teams here in the UK. We've got London Lions, Surrey Scorchers and other teams up and down the country. Why America, do you think?
I think it's something that Max has always wanted to do. I think it's more there in America. There's more opportunity out in America. I think Max, I think, would probably have to answer that question himself. But it's something he's always wanted to do. I mean, if he had an opportunity, if someone came forward over here with London Lions or Scorchers, then of course he would, he would go for anything that he's offered because he's just so passionate.
Well, final question for you, Sandy, and I guess the most important one. Where can people donate, and what would you say to them to encourage them to dig deep and donate as much or as little as possible?
I mean, first and foremost, everybody that has donated, like I said, has been just amazing. So overwhelmed, so grateful. But we've got a GoFundMe page set up for Max. And if anybody wants to, we're literally $1,000 off of our target. And working with the fundraise match, we'll get that they're putting in place for the basketball match. We're hoping to get a bit more, but if anybody would like to donate, that would be amazing. Just go to our GoFundMe page, and they can donate as little as they want. What we found is people just sharing this has been amazing because they've shared it. It's just got it out there, and other people we don't even know have donated.